This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Well, Russ, Beyonce and Jay-Z were together and looking crazy in love at the opening of Jay's mother's new restaurant called Diamonds in Da Rough. That's actually how it's spelled, Da and Rough. Plus, the two took over the Rose Bowl in L.A. over the weekend with back-to-back shows Saturday and Sunday. 12 people were arrested. I don't know how you get arrested at a Beyonce concert. By the way, Beyonce addressed the elevator incident in the Flawless remix with Nicki Minaj, which we got coming up later. Anyway, in it, she says, of course, sometimes ish goes down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Now what? Future struck a new deal with one of his baby mamas. He increased her child support from $1,200 a month to $2,800, but it ain't but a drop in a bucket for him. He makes $50,000 a month. Meanwhile, Sierra was in Ibiza over the weekend without Future. I mean Ibiza, the island, not the restaurant, not the club. She was without Future or her 15-carat engagement ring. She wanted everybody to know because she Instagrammed the pictures herself. Aww. Weezy and Young Money are being sued for $1 million in unpaid flying fees for a private jet they always use. Reports are that Breezy's supposed to join Drake on stage today as a surprise guest. Surprise. At his annual OVO Fest. But reports are that the Canadian government will not let him into the country because of his criminal record, so we'll have to see if that goes down. Meanwhile, Breezy's long-awaited sixth album, X, is coming out September 16th. Remy Ma's out of prison. DJ Khaled was posting pictures of her in the studio already after serving 6 years behind bars for shooting another woman. She teamed up with him. They got a remix of They Don't Love You No More. ABBA was at the D.C. Summer Spirit Fest over the weekend. You were talking about earlier that Lauryn Hill was singing but with different arrangements to her stuff.
And then what I come to find out is she's under litigation for because she doesn't own, I guess it's the melodies or whatever to the songs. Correct. So I believe she owns the words, but not the melody. So that's the reason why I was told that she changed the stuff up. But
so from it could be Prize or
I
even
think it would be Prize.
Really? But people weren't performing my songs.
Yeah, people weren't happy. After about 3 songs, people started to roll out.
Aww. Yeah. Tops of the box. Oh, wait. You got some ratchet reality news or no? Not so much.
I mean, Chrisette Michelle quit R&B Divas because she wants to keep her life private. And Kim and Kanye made it to their 73rd day of marriage.
And that's news because she and Chris Humphries only made 72 days. Right. Tops of the box office over the weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy made $94 million. That's a record for August. Right. And although Abbott says Lucy sucks, it was number 2 at the box office for the second week in a row. The second week number 2 was first when it first came out. Get on up. That's the James Brown story.
Big problem with that was is they jumped around so much. I guess I was looking for Ray when I saw the movie.
Oh, it's no Ray. It's no Ray, but it's still, you know, it's a story that needed to be told, but it's not Ray at all.
It's like it jumps, you know, that just so many great actors and he didn't even use them.
Gosh, great actors.
I mean, what's your girl, Tiki something?
Oh, Tika something, yeah.
She had I love her.
She had one line.
Oh, man, you got
more. She did. She had more, but not that many.
No, it was.
She had just
all she did was cut her eyes and dance.
Was it more than La La?
Octavia Spencer, she wasn't on screen no more than 2 minutes.
She wasn't, but our girl did. Her part was awesome.
Viola Davis.
She brought it.
But,
Dan Aykroyd kind of played himself.
But, you know, there was no connection, you know, it's just. But
do you think that was the writing? Chadwick Boseman
was incredible.
Amazing.
He was incredible. Go see it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. But I just thought they jumped around so much that you know, like I said, if they did it like Ray, I thought it could have done better. That's my opinion.
You think it was the fault of the writer or the director? We know it wasn't Chadwick Boseman because he was on.
Whoever went in and edited.
Oh, I'm not free to talk off the wire. For more stuff, go to therustparshow.com. Of course, you can hit us up via Twitter and Instagram at Russ Parr Show. And all you got to do is hashtag
RPMS
Top Tweets.
But I will say, it's a lot better than any movie I've ever made. So don't trip on me. I'm not, you know, being that critical.